Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel, so we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
So, did you have a chance this week to see any movies, Melanie?
No, mm-hmm. I did not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I tried, but as it turns out, this week, having seen Tenet mm-hmm. the week before, there really kind of was nothing to see. There may well have been that movie called the New Mutants, which is playing in English, and it probably was playing this past week. But it's I just frankly couldn't bring myself to go and see it. It's so not in my wheelhouse of movies. It has to do with X-Men. From the sort of history of X-Men, and you really have to be all involved with that whole saga of the X-Men and mutants and so on. I said no, maybe not. But I did go online just to see what it was, how it was faring in terms of the Rotten Tomatoes, both the audience score and critics. It is part of this whole X-Men collection, but it was put off and it was redone, and it has a very checkered history, so that made it even less intriguing to go and see. As it turns out, the on the tomato meter, as they say, the critics basically said this really is not a good movie. The audience score was 53%, which is also kind of not a good score. But I can give you a quick fact. There may well be people listening to this who say, well, I don't care what Melanie Cutting thinks. I really want to see this movie because I like all that X-Men stuff. So I can just give you a quick overview. It says that there are four young mutants being held in an isolated hospital for psychiatric monitoring. Dr. Cecilia Reyes, believing the teenagers are a danger both to themselves and to society as a whole, keeps a close eye on them as she struggles to teach them how to rein in their mutant abilities. Okay, so it's clearly a movie for teenagers or big X-Men fans, and I am neither of those things. So I did not go and see it. I did, though, take some time to look, to do some research on the movie that I did see last week and I spoke of last week, called Tenet. And there is now both critics and audience scores. And that's been pretty interesting. They're kind of both in the camp of Tenet fans. It's the newest Christopher Nolan film, and Christopher Nolan is a very hot director who's done many really excellent movies. And surprising to me, the audience score was high. It's like 91%. And I thought, oh, that's a little surprised, because it's such a confusing picture. There's so much going on, and there's a whole lot of things that people will not understand, at least not right off the bat. I certainly didn't, and I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in this. But the time shifting, the inversion of time is pretty complicated. I think what happened with the audience score and what happened with me to a certain extent is I realized that there's just some things I'm not going to get about this movie. But I can enjoy the things that I enjoyed. There was a really wonderful boat chase. There was a terrific car chase. There's one very impressive scene where 747, like a big 747, goes right into a hangar at an airport, through the wall. So it's an exciting movie, and you just have to say, look, either if I'm going to try and understand this, I'll have to do some reading on it, or maybe spend another 2.5 hours at the movies and watch it again. Because there's that much going on. I did read a bit about the making of the movie, which actually is interesting in itself. Nolan is one of those directors who tries to use as little computer-generated effects, the CG special effects, as possible. So a lot of the things that you think, oh, this is CG, really were not. They were like the real deal. People, the actors were doing things that you think, oh, this is camera tricks, and it's not. So, you know, more power to him to want to be kind of a little bit old school in terms of filmmaking. And it's gotten very good reviews. It's one of those movies that you shouldn't go expecting to understand everything that's going on unless you are far more invested in things like finding out about what entropy means. I have to keep looking that up, and I still don't quite know what it means. But let's see, for example, I'll give you a couple of things that the critics have said. It's among the director's most ambitious efforts and is a match for most of his narratively complicated screenplays, which is that's absolutely true. And a pure, ravishing cinema from Nolan, who offers a dizzying, delirious ride for lockdown audiences yearning to gather before the biggest screen possible in a union of hearts and minds. So it is good. And then there's one reviewer who actually posted his review yesterday, which is simply, what the hell was that? I can empathize with that review, but I can also empathize with the ones that are showing that, yeah, this is an amazing director who's doing amazing things with this movie, but it's not one that you can just come in cold, watch it, and get it all. But there's a lot to enjoy, even if you don't understand it. So I would recommend taking the time to go to the movie theater and catch it. It does really, really, really need to be seen on a big screen. And the Maison de Cinema is really very good about maintaining COVID protocols and so on. So I don't think it's a worry to go to the movies, even if, like this one, there were lots of people in the theater compared to previous times that we've gone recently when there's really just us. This was like, you know, a theater full of people, but that just made it kind of, frankly, more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just another, I should mention a little something about the new movies coming locally. There is, hadn't seen this before on the website. It hadn't mentioned that this movie was coming, but I got really excited when I saw that it is coming. It's David Copperfield.
Oh, okay.
And it's a David Copperfield, you know, it's a new version of David Copperfield, and it begins Friday. It's not there currently, which is, today is Wednesday. It starts on Friday, and it is in English with subtitles in French. So that's kind of perfect for us. And it is a movie that has a great pedigree. The star, the actor who plays David Copperfield, is Dev Patel, who's of Indian heritage. He got his start in Slumdog Millionaire, and since then he's gone on to do many things. He's a fine, fine actor. And to make David Copperfield a person of color is kind of an interesting twist on this. From what I could see, I'm trying to find it here. From what I could see on the website, it's a movie which is mostly funny. It's mostly a comedy. And that makes sense because it's directed by a guy named Armando Iannucci, who is hilarious. He did all however many seasons the TV show Veep was on. He was the creator of Veep, and that always made me laugh a lot. It's very funny. And I think he's done the same thing with this David Copperfield movie. He's taken a story that people are somewhat familiar with, and he's given it a twist. So this is one that I will absolutely go and see. So, and next time I talk to you, I can give a fuller report on it. But it is indeed one that I didn't know was coming because they hadn't initially advertised it on the website. But I'm just delighted that it's there. And I think that people will absolutely enjoy it. I suspect people of all ages. But you know, you have to go and see for yourself. I should mention just real fast, there was a very sad death in the cinema world recently. Chadwick Boseman, who was famous as the Black Panther, and Black Panther is one of my favorite big-budget movies of all time, and he's become one of my favorite actors. He's done, he did a movie called 42 about Jackie Robinson, among a number of other really good movies. And it was very sad news to hear that he had passed away from cancer after struggling with it for, I think it was 4 years. And kind of probably some people did, but it was not well known that he was so ill. And he was making movies and he was doing kind of humanitarian things that he had made a practice of doing. So he is a young actor who should not have died, and it's very sad for everybody, his family, and I think the viewing audience that would have appreciated seeing what more he'll be doing in the future.
Mm-hmm. It is anyway, very so sad.
Mm-hmm. He is gone, and I was very, very saddened, to say the least. Anyway, check out Chadwick Boseman movies wherever you can. Of course, they're on many of them are on Netflix and Crave and here, there, and everywhere, because you won't be seeing him anymore. There will be another new movie of his, which will come out later this year, called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. So I don't know anything about that, but I'm sure it was if it had him in it, it has to be awfully good. So that's it for now. Mm-hmm. Movies, they're still accepting the package of eight tickets for $56. So $7 gets you in the door. And I think, although I must admit, I didn't notice it on the website, but I believe that they're still having the movies that are what they're calling special. Because, yes, here we go. They're movies that are old movies, which are ones that are classic in one way or another and frequently deserve to be seen on the big screen. There's a few of those, but there's nothing in English in that category. That's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to see one of those, it's $5. Just to get in the door, but at the moment there's nothing playing in English in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so we have the new Mutants, and we have David Copperfield just beginning on Friday, and Tenet. So there's a few interesting things happening for the English speaking community at the Maison de Cinema.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. So that's it for me. Well, next week, hopefully we'll be able to speak about David Copperfield.
Okay, that would be great. Thanks, Melanie, and take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.